Welcome to High Tech Radio. My name is Bill Rupp, and I welcome you to this program designed to introduce several new programs that will soon be joining our lineup here on High Tech Radio. Now, everything you hear in this program will come from my own personal record collection, which numbers into the thousands. I actually haven't cataloged the whole thing, so I can't tell you how many individual records, but it's a lot. I'm starting these four new programs in the belief that my collection is large enough and covers a broad enough scope to be of interest to lovers of jazz, big bands, and pop music in general. Since 1953, I've been building my record collection of 45s, LPs, cassettes, and CDs. In short, I think that my collection has many recordings that even rather experienced listeners may not have heard. The first of High Tech Radio's four new programs is called Spotlight on Jazz. As the name implies, if you listen to Spotlight on Jazz, you'll be treated to jazz recordings from the 1920s right up to the present day. In this preview, I'm going to play selections typical of the ones you'll hear when the program is up and running full time. And that reminds me that I should mention that what you will hear in this preview is excerpts rather than complete recordings. When we are officially signed up with the appropriate licensing agencies, we will, of course, play only complete recordings. All right, let's begin this preview with something from the 1920s. This one is called Deep Henderson, recorded by King Oliver's Dixie Syncopators. One interesting fact about this recording is that Oliver's group is 10 musicians strong, in keeping with the increasing size of many bands in the later 1920s. This one is from 1926. In the 1930s and 40s, the four-beat sounds of swing replaced the older two-beat style of traditional or Dixieland jazz. Swing was played by bands large and small. As an example of small group swing, here's Coleman Hawkins' recording of Get Happy. This quartet recording dates from 1943. Thank you. I mentioned earlier that my record collection is pretty large. That's why when I want to play something by Duke Ellington, I can range far beyond the familiar Ellington works such as Take the A-Train. There's a good chance that you have never heard Pitter Panther Patter. It was recorded in 1940 by Duke and his great bassist, Jimmy Blanton. Perhaps the greatest jazz pianist who ever lived was Art Tatum. Though it's hard to imagine that only one man was at the keyboard, Tatum recorded St. Louis Blues all by himself in 1940. Jazz spread to Europe and to the rest of the world. Two of the most famous European jazz men were guitarist Django Reinhardt and violinist Stefan Grappelli. Both men were unsurpassed on their instruments. They recorded Nuage in London in 1946. In the mid-1940s, musicians such as Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker, and Thelonious Monk introduced a new style. It became known as bebop. Speaking of Charlie Yardbird Parker, here's the alto sax great with his 1948 recording of Parker's Mood. It's arguable that jazz was never as popular as it was during the 1930s and 40s, but a number of jazz artists have become quite successful since then. George Shearing, who emigrated from Britain in 1947, is a good example. His 1949 quintet was on the cutting edge when the group recorded Conception. The 1950s saw jazz evolving into a number of sub-genres. Dixieland was still popular, it had its followers. On the East Coast, hard bop built on the foundations laid down in the bebop era. On the West Coast, cool jazz, with its lighter touch and more complex arrangements, enjoyed great popularity. Then there was Miles Davis, who in a sense defied categorization. His 1959 LP, Kinda Blue, was groundbreaking. From that album, here's a taste of the first cut, So What? ¶¶ So far, we've been listening to instrumentals only. Though much less numerous than instrumentals, many jazz vocal recordings have been made over the years. Here's one of today's outstanding jazz singers, Diane Schur. This title has a geographic sound to it, doesn't it? It's called New York State of Mind.
Some folks like to get away, take a holiday from the neighborhood, hop a flight to Miami Beach or to Hollywood. I'm taking a Greyhound on the Hudson River line. I'm in a New York state of mind. All the movie stars in their fancy cars and their limousines. Been high in the Rockies under the evergreens. I know what I need and I don't want to waste more time. I'm in a New York state of mind.
Beginning in the late 1940s, various types of Latin music began to influence jazz. One contemporary jazz artist who specializes in Latin rhythms is Poncho Sanchez. He plays the conga drums. Notice that in his group, in addition to his conga drums and various other Latin instruments, there is a very strong horn section. This one's called Siempre Me Va Bien. To close this preview program, let's listen to an example of more contemporary jazz. This group is led by pianist Lamont Johnson, and it was recorded in 1991. He calls it Oliver Revolves. Thank you. I trust that by now you have a good idea of what Spotlight on Jazz will be offering to listeners once it is ready to go online full time. Please give it a listen and let me know what you think. Feel free to make requests. If I don't have recordings by your favorite artist, I will try to find them and add them to my collection. This is Bill Rupp, thanking you for listening.